ABC News Radio.
Now, this is unheralded in a public sense. Have you known for a while that Penny Wright was going?
No, it's a big shock to us, and she'll be a great loss to the party and to the Parliament.
So no advance warning?
No, I think Penny has taken a bit of time to make the decision, but no, it's come as quite a shock to us.
Without intruding on private matters, can you shed any light on it?
No, Penny said it relates to illness in her family, and she's just leaving it at that.
And how soon will you choose a replacement?
I think the process for the South Australian Greens is, I think they're expecting it to take between 6 and 8 weeks, and it's likely to involve calls for nominations, and then the whole party membership will vote. So it's likely to take a couple of months for the party to choose. But the party's in good shape here, so I've got no doubt that there'll be a great successor.
So the Greens' rules for those sort of things vary from state to state, don't they?
They do, but not very much. I think it's reasonably consistent across the states and territories and federally. It's unprecedented for us in this context. We've not had somebody step down in South Australia from a Senate position before. But the process is reasonably consistent. Any current Greens member will be eligible to nominate, and then there's just a process where the membership can choose who will come through.
And is there any obvious candidate that you know of?
Oh, it's a bit bit soon. There's not. And to be honest, today really is Penny's day. She spoke really well at the press conference, and she's a great loss to our party room and to the Parliament, as I said.
Can I go to the other issue which has been occupying political attention today, which is the decision by Labor to refer issues involved in Bronwyn Bishop's flight from Melbourne to Geelong and her claiming of that, which she's since refunded, claiming $5,000 plus on that. They've referred that to the federal police. Is that the right way to go?
That's my understanding of what Labor has done. Lee Rhiannon has written to the Auditor-General because we similarly believe that there needs to be an urgent investigation, and it's principally because the Speaker is refusing to disclose the documents. When any of us take any kind of charter or use any sort of entitlement, we're required to justify for what purpose it's for. If the Speaker believes that it was within entitlement, and that's bizarrely enough, that's what she's been insisting, then releasing that document would, in my view, there'd be no necessity for any kind of investigation, whether it be the Auditor-General or the police. She should just come clean.
But are you singling Bronwyn Bishop out for particular attention because other people in the past have simply refunded the money and that's been the end of it?
Well, the government, when it was in opposition, was very keen to prosecute Peter Slipper for use or misuse of entitlement. So we're not singling anybody out. The Speaker...
Although, to be fair, Peter Slipper was subject of police investigation and there were claims of deliberate misuse which haven't been raised here.
Right. Well, let's just see where this goes. As I say, the Speaker could set this to rest if she discloses the paperwork. If she actually believed it was within entitlement, then her signature will be on a piece of paper disclaiming that. Let's either see that or otherwise let this run its course. It's a pretty serious thing, and each of us holds this position of trust where we are charged with use of entitlements that total hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. And it's clearly totally inappropriate. If it was about a party fundraiser, a state party fundraiser, you don't accidentally hop into a helicopter and later realise you've made a mistake. But if there's an innocent explanation, let's hear it.
So you're not prepared to accept in any way that a party fundraiser is an official duty of the Speaker?
That would be a very novel interpretation. The presiding officers have got, the Speaker, the President on our side of the building have got a really important role. They're very high office holders. I would have thought in her own time she should have attended that fundraiser if she wanted to, in her own time and not on entitlement.
As you understand the rules themselves, putting aside whether they've been breached, are they good enough at the moment or do they need change, as some people like Nick Xenophon are saying?
Look, I think they do, and we've been calling for that for a while. Our proposal for a national ICAC involves an office holder who would be able to give advice on use of entitlements. If the Speaker's claiming that she believes flying to a fundraiser was within entitlement, then quite clearly there needs to be changes, there needs to be tightening up of the rules. We think an office holder who's able to provide black and white advice, yes or no, would benefit the entire Parliament and probably restore confidence in this kind of behaviour.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.